Well, throughout the week here on this show, we will be airing year in review segments. You heard a few of them earlier this morning, and we're going to run some of these sporadically throughout the week. But I was interested to figure out what some of the highlights were as far as other analysts, others in the media are concerned. You know, what did they think? What really stuck out in their minds as some of the top stories locally and statewide? And joining us now to talk about that as well as all things state government is Kyle Malin, co-owner of MERS News, also 1320 WILS political insider. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. I'm well. Thank you.
It's great to have you with us. So what do you think, as you're looking back at the year 2015, of everything you covered, because it was a pretty active year in state government, what stuck out to you the most?
Well, I hate to say it, but I hate to say it because it's such a bad story, was the whole episode here with our two former state representatives, Todd
yep.
Corser and Cindy Gamrat.
I agree.
I say that just because it was so historic what had happened,
mm-hmm.
and so strange and so bizarre, and that it really captured the minds of people, not just in this state, but across the country. It was news across the world. You know, it was one of those rare stories that was on the national talk shows, on comedy stations. You know, 2020 is put together a special on that. It was just so strange and bizarre that, it has to be number one. Because, who knows if you'll ever see this again, And I would put that over, the road funding battle just
mm-hmm.
because, we're going to always have something like that around here. But to have two state representatives who proclaimed to be hardcore conservatives who then turned around and were sleeping with each other and then cocked up a bizarre story to try and paper it over, and then getting tossed from office by their own colleagues is just, I don't know if that's anything you'll ever see again.
I'd have to agree with that. In fact, I've even said on this show in the past that this is something that, movie writers, soap opera writers, I mean, they themselves couldn't even come up with. And in addition, seriously, though, but in addition to that, this was also the story that would not go away. I mean, even after they were gone from office, I mean, even to today, we still have lawsuits that are pending as it relates to Corser and Gamrat, and it's kind of become, the story that won't end.
Well, that's right, and not only to the lawsuits, we still have an investigation from our attorney general and our state police out there regarding
mm-hmm.
this, and who knows? I really have a hard time believing that they're going to come up with anything different, but who knows? I mean, you know, when the police get involved, they've been looking at this now for since September. So, what is that, over 4 months? So who knows what they're cooking up there or what they're finding out, what they're uncovering. You're right, Rich. This is a story that keeps on giving you. We got a couple of lawsuits out there. The former staffers of these two have whistleblower suits in federal court and state court. The federal court one is against the state house, and the state one is against Corser and Gamrat themselves. So, yeah, I really have to say it's probably the story of the year.
Yeah, definitely, and still a long way to go with this story. And you mentioned road funding. What did you take from that story as you look back at all the talks that took place and the eventual solution in the minds of lawmakers?
Well, I think what we saw is that, people really weren't satisfied with their roads. But, B, they weren't going to pass a Christmas tree at the ballot to help fix their roads.
Yep.
And that's what we saw with Proposal 1 going down so overwhelmingly by an historic number,
mm-hmm.
80-20%. Among other things, the big thing was folks just didn't see the value in approving something that ultimately would be $1.9 billion with a B dollars. But then it was also going to education and the earned income tax credit, and hardly anybody knows what that is unless you get it, and then maybe even then you're not quite sure. And so it was just too confusing for people, and the folks who ran the campaign tried and came up with different ideas on how to get it past the voters, but it was just in the end just too complex, and people are just going to vote no on something like that. And so really kudos to the Republican-led legislature to come up with something that raised some money for the revenue. Now, you know, what they ultimately came up with, I think, is very susceptible to criticism. But to pass a gas tax of any amount and then adjust it to the rate of inflation is very impressive, you know, for the Republican lawmakers to do. You know, and that can't be underestimated, that they adjusted it to the rate of inflation, which means that conceivably they don't have to come back in another 10 years and change this up again. You know, that's the whole reason we had to do it in the first place, is because in 1997 when they did it the first time, they didn't adjust it to inflation.
We're talking with Kyle Malin from MERS News, 1320 WILS political insider. Kyle, looking ahead to 2016, what do you see as being the top story for next year? What are people going to be talking about, do you think, a year from now?
Well, I believe it's going to be what we're going to do with the Detroit Public School District. Mm-hmm. And that's because the debt load that they are holding right now, about $500 to $700 million, however you want to calculate it, is so significant that the state is liable, since it's since it holds some of the credit. And it's something that lawmakers are going to have to decide for themselves how they want to handle it, if they want to try and be proactive on it, or, you know, roll the dice and play politics with this and then ultimately just kind of get shoved into a situation where the state has to, you know, settle something out of some kind of court action. And, they don't necessarily want to do that, because then the fate of the school district isn't in their hands anymore. It's in the hands of some federal judge or district court judge or something somewhere. So, they obviously don't want that either. So, I think that's the story that's going to start off as a big one. But, you know, they're still going to be kicking around the no-fault proposal. What are they going to do with medical marijuana? How is that going to be regulated? Is either of these legalized marijuana things going to get on the ballot? Seems kind of unlikely right now, but, you know, that's going to be out there as well. So I think there's quite a few holdovers yet for 2015 going into 16 that will keep us quite busy.
Yeah, definitely an interesting year in state government. 2015, 2016 should prove to be the same. We'll see what happens over these next 12 months. Kyle Malin, co-owner of MERS News, covering all things state government in Michigan, also 1320 WILS political insider. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Rich.